Program guests Craig Roberts and Pat Fitucci, not affiliated with Proxy Freedom.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Fitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
Crude oil price is up $90 a barrel for the first time in 10 months. The European Central Bank increases interest rates yet again for the 10th consecutive time, and the retail sector reports $100 billion in losses through fraud and coupon stacking. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host is author and industry veteran Pat Fitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, certainly we're starting to feel the proverbial pain at the pump. We know, of course, that there has been a reduction in production by the OPEC folks, and as a result, lots more downward pressure on inflation yet again.
Yeah, we were hoping for a stronger last 6 months of this year. We're not starting out the way we would have hoped. As you mentioned, oil prices topping $90 a barrel, OPEC continuing their cuts. So that only suggests higher gas prices at the pump. And that said, given propensity for our country to produce oil and energy in general is pretty sad issue. This administration just refuses to continue the policies under Trump, where we were net exporters of oil and not having to bow down to some unfriendly countries that don't really like us and don't really care about our economy, don't really care about the price of a gallon of gas at the pump. On the good news front, the ECB raised rates for the last time, in their opinion, this year. That kind of logic will most likely spill over into our country. We're talking about potentially another rate increase. Inflation numbers are heating up as of last month. Employment numbers continue to be very strong. And so that good news is really a bad news in terms of interest rates. So we'll see if our Federal Reserve raises interest rates one more time or they pass. Another issue that affects more of the senior group that's 3 to 5, 7 years away from retirement, the 401k will stop allowing that $5,000 catch-up provision. It allows you to put in $5,000 more if you're age 50 and older. That will sunset as per recent legislation by Congress. It was to sunset in 2024. They've now postponed it to 2026. So that would infer more Roth contributions, which I've never been a big fan of Roth contributions. The theory there is pay your taxes now, and when you start taking withdrawals when you retire, the Roths are tax-free. It's really an opportunity for Congress to raise more money now instead of later. But frankly, if you do the arithmetic, for most of us, I don't think Roth is a good example of being prudent with your money. You're volunteering to pay taxes now, today, Uncle Sam, and allowing that money to grow in a tax-deferred environment over many, many years in most cases. So I think if you do the arithmetic, Roths generally don't work out. Of course, it's all a function of how long you live, which is the unknown item in any calculation. when you're deciding, should I do a Roth or should I do a pre-tax plan like a 401k?
What about the person who perhaps is anticipating Aunt Sally at some point is going to pass away and leave me this huge boat full of money? Does that have any impact on whether to Roth or not to Roth?
Well, firstly, Craig, I'd like to volunteer my Social Security number to Aunt Sally if she's out there. Sadly, most of us don't have an Aunt Sally. If you do, then a Roth does make absolute sense because you will be in a fantastically high tax bracket. And so Roth makes sense. For the other 99.9% of us, in most cases, a pre-tax plan is arithmetically superior compared to a Roth. There are a couple exceptions, but in most cases I've seen in my 30 plus years in this business, the pre-tax plan works better. Again, the question to Roth or not to Roth really requires a sit down in one of our Bay Area offices, a phone call, a Zoom call, to really review your individual situation to ultimately decide, do I buy into the pre-tax theory or the post-tax theory, i.e. Roth?
Part of this, I think, Pat, also begs the question in terms of the catch-up provision to which you've been referring to with this upcoming changes in 401k. Some people, of course, they look at that and say, great, I'm going to take advantage of this. There's some immediate tax benefits, of course, the ability to stack more money into that nest egg heading toward retirement. What do you say to the person who looks at this and says, yes, but you know, the more I contribute to my 401k, the less my take-home pay is going to be, and I've got mortgages to pay, I'm helping to pay off some loans related to kids' tuition, things of that sort. What do you advise that person, Pat, who's maybe mid-50s heading into their 60s? Should they make the sacrifice and take advantage of the catch-up provision regardless of what potential short-term pressure there might be on their finances?
The answer to that question is always pound away as much as you can to the 401k. Use that $5,000 catch-up provision before it expires in 2026. With the one exception, if there's a health issue with any family member and that's draining your cash flow, I mean, clearly that's a no-brainer. You've got to take care of yourself or your family member with a health issue. But barring that, you know, you want to postpone the new car, you want to postpone the really expensive vacation, because guess what? Retirement is around the corner. It's incredibly fast how it comes, and there's no other option. You can't borrow from anybody. You can't borrow against your 401k to supplement cash flow in retirement. Yeah, you can get a part-time job and that's okay, but unless you've got a giant nest egg to draw from in your 401k, that pre-tax plan, that 401k or IRA, 457, 403b, looks really, really attractive when you're 65 or 68 or 70 and you decide, yes, I can pull the plug and my health is not as what it once was. I'm tired. I'm kind of burnt out. I want to just go fishing. I want to go play golf. I want to go travel. That chunk of money feeds that kind of a lifestyle. So don't underestimate the expensive cost of retirement. So take advantage of that catch-up provision, the $5,000 extra deposit you can make. It goes away in 2026 unless Congress changes their mind.
Does that ultimately suggest, Pat, that retirement on your terms, meaning the quality of retirement, what you're able to do when you retire and when you actually retire, is really ultimately dependent upon a couple of factors, certainly Social Security income, any other type of passive income you might have, be it perhaps maybe real estate that you've invested in that you receive rent payments for, things of that sort, and then ultimately that nest egg? And if so, talk briefly to the person who says, but gee, Pat, we're looking at the cost of real estate right now. The cost of interest rates are so unbelievably high, double of what it was this time 18, 19, 20 months ago. Our temptation is to draw from our 401k. Yes, we know we'll have to pay it back with interest, but draw from our 401k in order to put more money down on a house to save some money on the backside related to interest. Is that ever advisable?
Most cases, it's not, Craig, because you're going to pay tax on that withdrawal, assuming you're not 59 and a half. There's a 10% penalty and a tax on top of that. You know, if you're considering buying a house and you're saying, wow, interest rates are so high, buy the house, long as you can make the monthly payments. And in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, when interest rates come back to the cycle of lower rates, you refinance. So the more you postpone that ultimate purchase, rarely gets easy. In California especially, we know inflation drives those prices up to ridiculous values. So you got to get in the game sooner than later. Yes, you got to be able to afford that monthly nut, but don't let the 7% 30-year mortgage rate scare you away. That too will change in most cases, historically speaking. And you can do a refinance X years down the road and lower your monthly payment. Look, this is not something you can just do over the phone or in a radio show. This requires a sit down for at least an hour to review everyone's specific metrics, their income, their cash flow, their obligations, their debt, their liability. Are they supporting mom and dad? Tuition payments. I mean, it's not something you can get a recommendation on a radio show. It really requires in-office visit or a Zoom call. We've got a lot of offices conveniently located throughout the Bay Area. Give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down and review your specific individual scenario. It's different for everybody. There's a different customized portfolio design for everyone out there. Give us a call, 1-888-PLAN-WISE. That's 1-888-PLANWISE. The proxy staff will be glad to review your numbers and give you a recommendation. You're free to take it or not. There's never any pressure. 1-888-PLAN-WISE. DontInvestAndForget.com. Schedule an appointment either via phone or Zoom call. 1-888-PLAN-WISE. DontInvestAndForget.com. 1-888-PLAN-WISE. That's 1-888-PLANWISE.
Been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC, Proxy Freedom, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.